You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, Philly, to your favorite sports show.
Song, bro.
Hosted by Jesse Town and Sam Wilson. They're smart, they're sexy, and they're all Philly. So thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome into episode number 30 of Babes on Broad. I am Sam Wilson with my co-host, Jesse Town, and we are the Babes on Broad, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. And how ironic is it that it is our episode 30, monumental, semi-monumental episode, on draft day. So, well, draft day number two. But this episode, we'll be taking you through the first round of what went down in the NFL draft. And the bad, and then the disappointing, I would say. Yeah. Yep. So the Eagles, they take number 21. They stay with their number 21 overall pick. And they go with Jalen Reagor out of TCU. A 5'11 wide receiver, 206 pounds. Clocked in officially in the combine at 4.47. And he also, there's things, his unofficial time is 4.2. So he does a lot of the scouts and everything I've been reading. He has good stats.
He's not a bad player by any stretch. Let's put that out there before.
Yeah, right away.
I don't think he's a bad player. Neither does Sam. We do not think he's a bad player. We think he will absolutely be, possibly be an asset to the Eagles. Like, we think he could fit in. We think he could be good. We are not upset that he is an Eagle by any stretch of the imagination. Understand that, you know, a minute into the show, we are not upset that Jalen Reagor is an Eagle.
Yes. The thing we are upset about is that Jalen Reagor was chosen over Justin Jefferson, the already well-known, one of the best receivers in the draft from LSU.
And what makes it worse is the CeeDee Lamb to Dallas thing.
Yeah, take me through your draft experience, Jess. Take me through it.
I had faith that Howie was going to trade up. I did. And I know that he tried. I know that he worked very hard to try to get up there ahead of Dallas. I know he did. You know, I have that faith in Howie that he worked to get up there. It just didn't work out. The one rumor that was out there was that the Eagles were going to try to trade up, but the only thing was they were waiting until the Cardinals picked, because apparently Kyler Murray had told the Cardinals front office that he wanted them to draft his former Oklahoma teammate, CeeDee Lamb. Okay. Which, you know, if there was some truth to that, maybe if that was what, so waiting to see if they did that. Now, when they drafted CJ Henderson, I almost fell over because Roger Goodell's like, see, and I'm like, but it didn't happen. So then I was like, all right, Howie, like, now's your chance. Get me from 9 to 13. The 49ers were open to trading the 13th pick. You know, you have had good experiences working with the Jags in the past. Obviously, Andrew Berry is now with the Browns. You could possibly, you know, get there. Joe Douglas with the Jets, you could possibly get there. You know, there were a lot of options there for them. And even trying to see what you could work with Atlanta to hop in front of Dallas. Obviously, that didn't work. And as soon as that didn't work, I knew for a fact that the Cowboys were going to take CeeDee Lamb, because it's the Dallas Goedert thing, right? It's totally revenge for the Dallas Goedert thing. I don't doubt it at all. That's why you saw Jerry sitting there laughing to himself. They absolutely do not need CeeDee Lamb with Amari Cooper making 100 mil and Michael Gallup. Like, they didn't need him by any stretch. But that was absolutely a giant middle finger to the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know what? I don't do this often, but I commend Jerry Jones for that. Well played. I would have done the same thing.
I want to.
It hurts me. Well played. You know? So then I was screaming at my TV. We woke the puppy up. She was upset with all the yelling. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. It just sucked. And then I was like, you know what? Fine. Like, let's hope Justin Jefferson makes it to 21. Let's go. You know, like, let's get this LSU receiver who's, you know, four touchdowns in the first half of the game against Oklahoma. Let's do it, you know? And then we get there. And I got a tip before they made the pick that that was going to be their pick. And I said out loud to Joe, I hate their decision. And he said, don't tell me. And I said, I won't, but you're going to hate it too. At that point, actually, I had been screaming about not wanting a linebacker or anything other than a receiver. But knowing that, I would have been happier, actually, with a linebacker.
Wait, did you say you would be happier with a linebacker than over Rager?
Yeah. At 21, yeah. If they weren't going to draft Justin Jefferson, I would have been satisfied with a linebacker there and taking Rager later, because I think he would have been there later. It's really just taking him at 21 is my problem. I don't have a problem with him being an Eagle. We talked about that. Over Justin Jefferson, I'm upset about. I'm upset about them taking him over a guy who led college football in receptions, was second in yards with over 1,500, and was third in touchdowns with 18.
Yeah.
I'm upset about that.
Yeah, I'm very upset. I agree with that. I would much rather want Jefferson. I would 100% flip out way more, though, if they took Kenneth Murray over Jalen Rager, I think, because I just – you need somebody. At least
– you needed a receiver.
Yeah, like, at least this one, like, he's more of the risk and he's not the clear choice. But I tweeted out last night and I was like, this is 100% what it is. Howie is the overthinker of the century.
For sure.
Like,
for
sure. Literally, and if you look at all this stuff with Jalen Rager, like, what we said, like – how he was clocked at 4.47, which is slower than Jefferson officially, but he had this at this like pro day and this, like you really have to look in to see how good this guy is. And his highlight tape is incredible, but it's also,
oh, for sure. So, yeah, so here's, so, like, what I'll say.
He's good.
Quarterback play is a huge part of this.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing. And that's the biggest question mark is, you know, obviously you see what comes out of playing with a guy like Joe Burrow and what comes out of playing with whoever the hell is the quarterback for TCU.
But that's my point. So, like, you're going to go with Jalen Rager, who you have to look up these stats and look deep into to see if he's a fit for your team. And you have to kind of risk because, like, he played at TCU. He's not playing Bama and LSU and Ohio State all the time. You know what I mean? So right. He played at TCU. He's playing the lower level guys or lower level D1 guys, kind of.
Yeah.
The non-dominant programs. He's got bad quarterbacks. So, like, yeah, that's not his fault. But, like, there's so much questions and factors there, like varying variable factors. And then you have Justin Jefferson, who did have Burrows, who's a great quarterback, which he'd be coming here and getting Carson Wentz, who's a great quarterback. And then he also played that other top talent. Like, he's played CeeDee Lamb at Oklahoma. He's played Ohio State against Chase Young. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's played against all these people. He's the obvious answer. And that
they had a really hard schedule too. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And that's Howie Roseman being the overthinker. Like, he is your plain option choice. You need a receiver. Take the best one right there. And that's what bothers me about so many people are in my DMs and they're like, oh, like, he wouldn't fit right now, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, I get what you're saying, but do you – exactly what we just said. Like, you need somebody that's proven. Like, why are you taking the guy that's not proven and you're hoping that, like, he plays up to an NFL starter right away position instead of Jefferson, who has proven he can catch, has proven that, like – I just don't understand it. And I think that Jefferson, overall, like, his talent level, you'd be able to fit him in because you'd be able to catch – he'd be able to get down the field, not as fast as Rager, but.
For me, it was, you know, it's just my opinion and, you know, your opinion as well, that I would have preferred Justin Jefferson at 21. So for me, you know, I'm not going to sit here and claim to be some draft guru like that.
No.
I don't watch all the, like, the ridiculous amount of film that some of these guys do. And someone who really does is Chris Malley from Fourth and John. And I asked him a lot of questions about this because he's someone who I've communicated with in the past and I really trust his opinion and I trust his ability to kind of look at these guys and see what's going on. And for me, so I asked him a little bit and he referenced me to an article he wrote a couple months ago about David Robinson, who's supposed to be this wide receiver, you know, guru coach, this, you know, wide receiver training god, who's trained guys like Emmanuel Sanders, Julio Jones, like trained some of these caliber players. And they focus on all the different fundamentals and really getting them NFL ready and continuing to help them stay, you know, at the top of their game once they're in the NFL. So when Chris asked him, you know, who two of his favorite rookie prospects he trains right now are, the two he named were Jerry Jeudy and Jalen Reagor. And when asked about Reagor, he said, I love the speed of Reagor and how tough he is to bring down after the catch, which is something the Eagles don't have and need. You know, very polished route runner and has the speed to take the top off the defense. Great. I love his speed. I love the fact that he has the speed. I love also his confidence. I don't know if you saw his interview today. He said,
I do. I was going to say that.
Cancer in the locker room.
Because that's one thing. Some of his comparisons real quick are Deshaun, but then also another one is Aguilar, which a lot of people were nervous about. But the big thing with Aguilar is like, yeah, he had drops, but it was all because of his mental ability because he wasn't confident. And I feel like Reagor kind of put that out the window right away when he came out with that interview, as confident as he was, saying he was a 5'11 receiver playing like he was 6'4". You know, so like I did like that, and that gave me more comfort too.
The thing that causes me the most pause is drops. And that's what I'm scared of the most, because we've had such a big problem with that in the past. And I'm totally okay with attributing that to quarterback play. I'm fine with that. But it still just makes me the most nervous. And I have so many people in my mentions and in my DMs saying, oh, well, we need speed, and he gives you speed. And it's like, that's great. But if you can run fast and not catch a ball, what the hell do you provide me? Nothing.
Yeah.
You give me nothing. And so many people are like, oh, well, look at Torrey Smith in the Super Bowl year. He had so many drops, but the speed is what really helped that offense thrive. Okay, but no, like, that's not an adequate comparison. If no one trusts you to catch a ball, i.e. the Eagles of last year, it doesn't matter. So I asked Chris, should I be concerned about his drops? Is he a project or is he NFL ready? And he said, Jalen changes the offense. He scores from anywhere and his personality fits here. His quarterback would throw it at his feet and he would get a hand on it, so it's considered a drop. Justin Jefferson only had one less drop than he did. Jalen should start week one. That all sounds good. I still, you know, I'm not sure about taking him at 21. That wouldn't have been my preferred choice. I'm also not an NFL GM. We'll see. But I'm honestly, at this point, I'm really just tired of the, well, we'll see. I hope it works out. I hope so, instead of being like, that's a guy that can make a difference in the NFL.
And honestly, I feel like part of the reason that we are so apprehensive and wondering if this whole thing's going to work out is because it kind of feels like last year. Exactly. Like,
yeah,
choosing J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, the one that you had to kind of convince people was the right choice, over the obvious DK Metcalf.
When DK was
right
there.
And I think there's a lot of PTSD going on here.
For sure.
With Eagles fans, and I don't blame them, because that's what I'm thinking completely.
And the problem is, you know, you talk about this guy who, you know, when utilized in some of these interesting, cool ways, can really, you know, take a top off the defense, can use his speed, things where you put in with, you know, a jet sweep or different kinds of motions that, because he's so quick, you know, think about some of the ways they utilized Aguilar because of his speed. Some of those, I mean, I'll never forget when they had that motion, and they handed the ball off to Aguilar against the Falcons in the playoffs in 2017, the year they won the Super Bowl. That was a phenomenal play call. And when they utilized Aguilar in that way, because he had that ability to turn on those burners and go, those are some of the ways that I would love to see somebody like Jalen Reagor use. However, we can obviously see that they haven't always used wide receivers in the best way. And part of that, you know, it goes back to the fact that they've had, you know, this is their fifth wide receiver coach in 5 years. They have not been successful drafting and developing wide receivers historically. And that goes back to Macklin. And, you know, obviously it was Chip Kelly's fault that didn't finish out his career here and wasn't here longer, but he's the last one they were able to develop and do well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you look at some of their later round guys, the Shelton Gibsons and the Mac Hollins, and, you know, it really makes me hesitate just to trust in the, you know, he'll be perfect in this offense. This was our guy. This is the guy we wanted, blah, blah, blah. Great. I'm not going to sit here. And people are like, oh, I can't wait to say I told you so. And it's like, what do you get out of saying I told you so to my opinion that I wanted someone different?
And honestly, I hope they tell us so. I want my team to be good and I want it to be the best decision for my team. You know what I'm saying? So like, I hope you're the one saying I told you so and it's not us, because that means we're tanking and it didn't work.
I also don't understand how that's really an I told you so moment, because in my opinion, I would have preferred someone else at that spot.
Yeah.
Like and again, let's just reiterate this one more time. I'm not upset that Jalen Reagor is an Eagle. Can't wait to see what he does. Very excited. My choice at 21, my preferred choice was Justin Jefferson. And I'm not going to apologize to that.
You think that it would have been an option? I know Howie came out and said the reason they jumped on Reagor was because they had sources tell him that he wasn't going to be there or make it to the second round, whatever. So what is your opinion? Do you think they could have gotten, because we had Sal Powell on our morning show today, and he said all the scouting reports he's seen, Reagor was a second or a third round kind of guy. He was the 10th ranked best guy, and Jefferson was the 5th ranked best one. Receiver, obviously. So do you think that it would have been possible for the Eagles to get Jefferson at 21 and then at 53 for the second round, Reagor would have still possibly been there? Like, do you think it was a possibility they could have gotten both if they played their cards right?
So here's my opinion on that. I think that regardless, Jalen Reagor would have gone earlier than people expected. I think there's, you know, that chance that maybe the Vikings would have taken him next.
True, because one of his other comparisons is Stephon Diggs.
Right. And for me, Jerry Jeudy was lauded as the number one receiver in the draft. He was not the first one to go. Henry Ruggs was the first one to go, and it was because speed was prioritized. And I think that may have been a theme for, you know, how the GMs were actually looking at receivers in this draft, which, you know, could attribute to why Jalen Reagor is an Eagle and not Justin Jefferson. And again, I'm fine with that. So I don't know if he still would have been there. They still could have gotten another guy like a Denzel Mims or somebody in the second round at 53, also after taking Justin Jefferson. Now, I will tell you that if they would have taken Justin Jefferson, I would not have preferred them to double dip right away with receivers and taking another one at 53. That would not have been my preference. Right now, I'd be okay for them to double dip and take another receiver at 53. And then, you know, I would prefer them to take a safety or something in the third round. But if they would have taken Justin Jefferson, if they would have taken another receiver and not taken a safety or linebacker with 53, I would have been annoyed with that choice, if that makes sense.
So yeah.
He would have necessarily been there at 53. I think they might have been able to trade up a little bit in the second round to get him there if that was their preference. But I don't think he would have been there at 53. Let me put it out there. But I think somebody comparable speed-wise would have.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm going to take it back to the CeeDee Lamb. We talked about how he got drafted number 17 by the Cowboys, and it was kind of spiteful. So all morning, I've been tweeting how I've been pissed because I've been seeing that, like, he was sixth on their option list, blah, blah, blah. And, like, it just made it seem like it was spiteful, which we don't blame him. We would do the same thing. We already said that. I did see some optimism from our own Bleeding Green Nation Twitter. And it was that poll. And I think you actually commented on it. So I think you saw it, too. It had, would you rather have Darius Slay and Rager, or would you rather have what the Cowboys options, Byron Jones or CeeDee Lamb? And that kind of made me feel a little bit better. I mean, I want CeeDee Lamb. I did still choose CeeDee Lamb because I want him so bad.
Yeah, but I want CeeDee Lamb.
But when you think about the combination, we did get Darius Slay.
For sure. And someone responded to the poll, and that was really the positivity that I needed. Someone said, key takeaway from this poll is that the Eagles actually managed to get both a CB1 and a super talented wide receiver. Dallas has a super talented wide receiver, but still suck at cornerback. That's the positivity I needed. I love that, the positive energy. I do.
And that's what they kind of did. They kind of, in a way, we already talked about it. They didn't need a wide receiver. They have a stacked 100%. Receiving core already. Yeah. So, you got
one
better on that
$300 million.
Part. Yeah. But, you got better on that part. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Dak, because when you have that receiver, how good do you have to think your quarterback is? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. So they kind of were just spiteful, and I feel like it will or could end up biting them in the butt because they just added more to their offense instead of regaining their
prioritizing.
Yeah, their secondary. And the Eagles are kind of balancing it. Yeah, they didn't get the top guy that we wanted, but he's still a good guy. He's going to help the team, obviously.
Yes. 100%. I think he can contribute. I think he can be an asset to the team if they utilize him properly. You know, one of the things that was mentioned about him was his recall was great in terms of plays and things like that, which, you know, there was the infamous problem a couple of years ago when it was like, you know, 6 or 7 games in and Dallas Goedert still didn't know the playbook. So love to not have that problem. That's obviously ideal.
He's probably going to have more than enough time to go over the playbook right now.
Yeah, lots of time at home to be able to go over the playbook. This would be anybody they drafted. Is obviously the chemistry with Carson Wentz and the rest of the offense is going to be a question across the board, no matter who it was, just because of the current situation that we're in. I'm excited to see what he brings. I'm not as angry about it as I was last night.
I agree.
He was not who I wanted at that point in time, and he's not who I think they should have drafted at 21. I don't like the fact that it's let's wait and see. He could be great. He could be better than Jefferson when, you know, Jefferson's still probably going to be a pretty good player. I don't like the uncertainty about it. You and I have talked about, you know, the core four: Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, Clemson. Take someone from those four schools.
I know.
Anybody,
it's so simple.
And they could have and did it.
I think that's what gets me, is you could have had that. The simple thing. And you're right. Like, I was way more mad last night. And it also was because the Cowboys already screwed us over. So that kind of ran into it. And then it was seemed like the obvious choice, Justin Jefferson right there. And they didn't do that. So it was kind of like build up. One thing on CeeDee Lamb. Did you see that video going viral of him snatching the phone from his girlfriend?
Listen, girlfriend needs to learn. That is what you do like a ninja. You have to execute that operation with the stealth of a ninja.
No.
Not on national television.
I do not agree with that. I have the right to look. If you're going to take your phone, something's up. And she tried, poor girl, I felt so bad.
God.
Poor girl just felt, like, looked at, like, oh, hey, like, there's cameras. But, like, if that was Dion and he snatched his phone right back, I would literally throw a bow. I would grab the phone. I'd be like, what in the heck do you not want me to say? But I honestly, so going back to that, if that's how he is, I know obviously what he is on the field is so much more, but if he has that kind of attitude and he's going to be a playboy and he's going to be a playboy and think he's like some hot stuff out there, maybe we dodged a bullet and maybe we sabotaged the Cowboys locker room even more. And I don't know
what
that ends up being.
That's what Joe said. Joe was like, I don't want that kind of toxicity here.
Thank you. Yes, but that's what I'm saying. So maybe in the whole grand scheme of things, how mad we were at the spiteful Cowboys, maybe that comes back and bites them in the butt and they have another drama king in the locker room that starts getting on everybody's nerves.
She tweeted that that someone from the Cowboys organization was FaceTiming him on that phone, so she tried to answer it for him and like be like a help. I don't know how true that is, but that's
he also probably has like he probably also has like the top agents in the world right now giving him the best PR advice ever. Like
oh, for sure. But all yeah, so that's
and like, even if that's true. Like, even if that's true, you have manners with your girl and a lady. You do not snatch the phone, especially when there's cameras everywhere. You're just like, no, like, you know?
But also, what if this was just Howie playing chess and Jerry's playing checkers? And, you know, all the reports came out that CeeDee Lamb's the apple of his eye. He's so wonderful. He's the guy trading up for CeeDee Lamb. And in reality, they knew that there might... What if there are some little toxic character issues there? What if? And Howie is smarter than all of us and knew and played Jerry from getting somebody that would actually help him.
I mean, it'd be cool. I don't think that's Howie at all, but I do think there is an option. I do think that it might be an option that the Cowboys might have a toxic guy that they got in on without knowing it.
For sure, they just didn't address a need. And that's, you know, I get the spiteful thing from your, you know, $250 million yacht. I totally support it. But like,
I just hope it comes back to bite them in the butt.
Yeah.
It'd be funny.
So going into the last round or the next two rounds of the draft tonight, 2 and 3, what would you prefer? Are there two players you want? Or are there,
I have no clue names who I would take because to me, it's just so pointless because you really have no idea who is going to take anybody in front of you. But I would say now I would take a wide receiver and then a linebacker.
So I personally, for me, I would like another receiver and a safety.
Yeah, I haven't looked at like depth charts that into it. So, I mean, if a safety is the better option, the stronger player that far in, then okay. But I would prefer a linebacker.
So wide receiver, another wide receiver and whoever is higher up on who the best player available at safety. Or
yeah, whatever, that would make more sense. I hope it's a linebacker, but I mean, that would make more sense. So I wouldn't be mad.
They literally don't have any on their roster. They absolutely need one. I don't disagree with you. I wanted a wide receiver in the first round. I wanted a premier wide receiver in the first round. I think I want them to draft a linebacker. I want them to utilize a draft pick on a linebacker. But I
who was the last one? I think it was like Jeremiah Trotter. I saw was the last linebacker they drafted
in the first round. Cause they drafted Jordan Hicks. I think Jordan
that Hicks makes sense. Yeah.
Third.
Yeah. Round? He was a third round.
And, I mean, I need them to actually prioritize linebacker. They need to use a draft pick on one, not just go for an undrafted. But I also need them to do that with a safety, just because they're moving Jalen Mills over to safety, but he's only here on a 1-year deal. Rodney McLeod's getting a little bit older and we don't have that clear successor. And I'm not willing to do what we did between B-Doc and Malcolm. I'm not willing to do that again. Like, I don't want that again. But that's,
especially if it's a McLeod. I mean, that would make me upset.
So
out of all of them, but okay. Yeah.
So that would be our show for today. Just needed to vent a little bit and also kind of talk about what we would prefer the Eagles to do tonight for their next two picks. Thanks for listening to Babes on Broad. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias. We have something new coming out soon, so make sure you pay attention to stay tuned for that. Thank you to SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Go Birds, I guess.
Go Birds.
BGN.
First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the to-do list starts.
Does the car need gas?
Hopefully those leftovers are still good.
Why did I get CC'd on?
Call mom?
No.
You can't escape the to-do list, but you can make the most of your me time with a relaxing shower using Method hair care products. Try Pure Peace Volumizing, Simply Nourish Moisturizing, or Daily Zen Shampoo and Conditioner for daily use. All formulated with long-lasting fragrances and are safe for color-treated hair. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. you can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.